Welcome to the United We Pledge podcast, a place where we explore the way we can work together in our communities to fulfill our mission of shared responsibility and allegiance to the traditional American values of freedom, family, and faith. This is the place where we accept our duty to be constitutional, law-abiding citizens. You are invited to join us as we meet individuals who are fulfilling and pledging themselves and their resources to this mission. Each week, we will tell the great American story that will inspire you and the next generation to stand united and pledge allegiance to this great nation. We want to welcome you back to the United We Pledge podcast. Excited to be here for a special podcast where we're going to talk about the Village to Village Run. We have Tom Jones himself with us, the man who has committed to running 76 marathons in 76 days from the original American Village in Alabama all the way to the location of the American Village West in Hurricane, Utah, Washington County, Utah. So we're excited to have Tom back on the program. We had Tom with us on episode number one. So if you want to go back and hear some more background about the Village to Village Run and about Tom, you can always go back there. But today we are going to talk about the shot heard round the world. We're going to talk about getting ready and prepared to do 76 marathons in 76 days and how you can help us on this journey to creating the American Village West here in Washington, Utah. So, Tom, welcome. I'm glad that we get to talk to you. And today's such an appropriate day because today was Boston Marathon Day as well.
It was. It was. Thanks, Colleen. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Patriots Day in Massachusetts, which commemorates the battles of Lexington and Concord. And of course, the same thing that tomorrow on April 19th, the shot heard round the world, kind of with the first battle, the first casualties that we had on the British side, that really was the beginning of the American Revolution. And Tom, today, on April 18th, you were there in Alabama in the American Village, and you did some special things with some of the elementary school kids from Tuscaloosa. Tell me about what you've been doing today.
Yes, I am in Alabama, and I was at the American Village. We got to go on a tour with those kids and experience what they experienced, and it was very compelling.
Yeah, really reliving the days and the moments before this shot heard round the world, because giving that context is so important to what was happening and what the American people here in the United States, they had come here and what they were living under with the tyranny from England. And what an interesting thing to be able to hear some of those stories from, of course, the reenactors who are there at the American Village telling these stories and giving a little more understanding to these elementary school kids to why this revolution was necessary and really what it means to us today as we live our lives.
I would say it's a lot more understanding. You know, I learned American history in a classroom, and I can tell you that after going with these kids, young adults, to the American Village and actually stepping onto the stage of American history, I could tell that the kids were incredibly engaged and they were just soaking it up. It wasn't like sitting in a classroom, kind of rolling your eyes going, oh gosh, when does this end? You know, they were like, I want more, I want more. And it was a really moving experience. And that's sort of what it was. It was an experience. It wasn't like, okay, I'm going to this class now and I'm going to learn about this. You know, it was just so different than anything that I've ever experienced before regarding education goes.
And that's what the American Village is all about, Tom, right? I mean, it's bringing these experiences to the kids, getting them out of the classrooms and letting them experience American history in real life.
Right. And that's been jerked out of the classroom. You know, there's literally nothing that I know of that really goes into American history, not even really broad brushstrokes, much less in depth like this. And having that experience of actually, I mean, literally living it, it's almost like you're there. you know, living it rather than having somebody talk at you. You're like, literally, these kids were part of the experience and they became part of the story. And they were so engaged that it was a special thing.
Yeah. And what a neat way to really kick off this village to village run that you have committed to, where we're taking those same things that you saw today. We're literally running it across the United States to the West to be able to bring this to more people, to more elementary school age children, to more adults, to tell these stories, because what the American Village there has been doing in Alabama is absolutely incredible. We've had this podcast and we have a couple of episodes talking specifically about the American Village and what is there. So we encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes as well and really experience what it is that we're trying to do here in the West and what Tom is committed to do to help to bring awareness to us getting that American Village and making it happen and erecting it here in the West. So Tom, I kind of want to talk through, you know, you're an endurance athlete, and in our first episode, we kind of dove into that a little bit, but here you are the day before. We talked about how, you know, Patriots Day is being celebrated today in Massachusetts, and tomorrow will be the day that we commemorate the shot heard round the world, which took place at the North Bridge in Concord. And, you know, knowing that, and knowing all of this history, how do you prepare for what you're about to do with these next 76 days?
It's a great question. It's a culmination of a lifetime of work. It's not something that you prepare for, so to speak. Like, people that are running the Boston Marathon prepare for it. They train for it and they go run it. Something like this is a culmination, like I said, of a lifetime of work. So this is these types of things that I've done and I'm doing aren't anything that you can go out and like train for. It's just, you know, I keep myself at a real high level of fitness. That way these events that I'm doing, even though they're very extreme to some people, are mild little blips to me, rather than I have a baseball season and then I drop all the way off. I have another baseball season, I drop all the way off. I try to keep myself at a really, really high level of fitness and then kind of just little jumps. You know, but I think one of the things that's compelling for me is that, especially after today, and I'm really astute on American history anyway, I find myself doing this something similar, I feel, that the founding fathers did. I'm sacrificing big. I'm away from my family. I'm doing something that I feel is really important for our country. And I kind of going through experience today, I was like, I'm feeling like I'm doing sort of the same type of thing as they were doing, you know, really developing this country and becoming a champion of patriotism and, you know, that type of stuff. So it was real interesting. It was sort of a surreal experience today. And I'm going, I kind of feel like in my own special way that I'm doing something similar to like what they were doing in certain respects.
Yeah. And I can totally see that parallel, Tom, where, you know, like you mentioned, the things that you're doing and giving up, and maybe it's in a different format, but it is very similar. And it's to accomplish these goals of forwarding this education to the American people, to let them know about this history. And I really appreciate that. And I think those are the things. I'm a runner myself as well. And I've run the Boston Marathon 3 times and done many other things, not as extreme as you do. And that's on your resume. But when you have that motivation, that external motivation, that extra why, that's really what can help you, because this is not going to be an easy journey.
Oh, no, this is going to terribly suck. And, you know, that's what it comes down to be able to do this. Your why has to be strong enough, right? I have friends of mine that go, hey, can you like lend me a few words of encouragement before I go out and play my pro basketball game? No, what I can do is tell you to go back and look at the why you're there. Give yourself your own words of encouragement of why you're doing this and why you're there. Because I can tell you, when I'm out in the middle of nowhere and it's really bad, I'm crying my eyes out, that will be wondering whose idea this was anyway, will become an important part of, you know, the equation to push through those times.
Yeah. And Tom, we released a little video that you can actually watch on Instagram or at UnitedWePledge.com, a little video of you and, you know, how having a why has really been something that became part of why you're able to do the things that you do, you know, instead of being just doing something for yourself, like you said, going out and just doing something only alone for yourself, actually having something more to focus on. It allows us to do big things.
Colleen, I would have quit on myself 1.5 million times. I really would have. You know, when I ran the 121 marathons in a row, I can promise you I would have quit on myself 1 trillion times, but I knew that there were foster kids ahead of me waiting for me, and I had lived the same life that they had lived and to share my story and so on and so forth. Tell you what, I would have quit on myself a bunch, but I was not about to quit on them. And I find myself 25 years later running for kids again. And it's the same thing applies is I won't quit on them. Yeah. I just, that's the magic of it, as Iris would say, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Your why has to be strong enough, how you'll figure it out.
And I think that can apply to us in a lot of different ways. And let's go back to the Founding Fathers, their why. I mean, you learned with the kids today, the why that they had, because those Founding Fathers had a why. They just didn't decide to go out and revolt against England. There was something deep inside of them to cause them to move.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because we were talking today and we were talking about this Ukraine thing, and I was expressing, like, hey, when you're fighting for your families and your way of life, you got a real fight on your hands. And I've been on the Marine Corps where they're like, okay, go do that. You know, okay, well, you got your orders and you're going to go take a stab at it. But when you're fighting for your families, your way of life, what, you know, that why is so strong that you're picking a fight with a serious tiger, for sure. And I mean, I think the Founding Fathers in America proved that. I think Ukrainians are proving that right now. And, you know, case in point.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that why is going to bring us something here to the West with the Village to Village Run. And Tom, what's going to be exciting is we get to follow along with your whole journey. Of course, we have an Instagram page that's going to follow you along. We also have the UnitedWePledge.org website where you can go to the V2V tab and you can see right there, there's a map. It's going to show where Tom's going each and every day. 76 marathons over 76 days. Tom, what's a day going to look like for you as you start this journey?
It'll look like getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, driving anywhere from no miles to 75 miles or more to the start line, running 26.2 miles, getting in a vehicle, driving back however many miles it is to our motorhome, which we use as home base. Then I will go down for recovery, which I have a really great person with me. His name's Nit. He's been with me for 26 plus years now. He does all my body work. He does acupressure. He does chiropractic. And he is an incredible cook. So I'm living like a king. So he's sort of my secret weapon. And then I have another team member who's a videographer that will be driving the pace car. So he'll go out with me and capture all this on video. So we get back to the motorhome, get the body care, get, you know, nutrition back in, and then go down hard and sort of sleep for the next day. You know, people ask me all the time, like, what do you eat? Well, normally for these types of things, you need to take in like 5,000 to 6,000 calories of food a day, plus the water that you have to drink, which is around a gallon, give or take a little bit. And, you know, that's where that product balance of nature that I sort of stumbled on comes in so handy, because before I used to have to blend my fruits and vegetables and drink them. And now I can take little pills that are supercharged that have the fruits and vegetables in them. And that leaves a lot more room for me to take in the carbohydrates and the protein. So I can kind of load up on those things as well. So that's sort of what the nutrition profile looks like. And then I will go down and sleep as much as I can. Some of the days, Colleen, I'll have to come back, get the body work, get nutrition, and then we pick up the motorhome and we'll drive it 100 to 150 miles forward to set up camp again all in the same day. So that's like running 26.2 miles a day in a day, getting in the motorhome, driving 100 plus miles to a new location, setting up camp, going down and doing it all over again. So they end up being anywhere from like a nice day is like 12 hours a day. A brutal day where we have to pick up camp and move it to the next place, 15, 16 hours.
Yeah. So there, I mean, there's so many people on the back end of this. And I'm so glad that you pointed out some of your support crew, because there are so many people involved in helping to make you successful in this, because it does. Oh, it gosh. Takes a village, you know, pun intended on that one. It does truly take a village to do that. And you mentioned the balance of nature that you're going to be taking. And I wanted to, while we were mentioning that, we actually have a special way that you can donate to the Village to Village Run, as well as experience balance of nature. We have a Patriot pack of balance of nature. So if you wanted to try it, go to buypatriotpack.com and you can see exactly what Tom's using on his run each and every day in the form of balance of nature, fruits and veggies in a capsule. So buypatriotpack.com. So check that out and see how it's supercharging Tom to get through these.
Yeah. If it's, believe me, I built an entire athletic career. I think this is like the 12th or 13th extreme event that I've done. Most of them are world records. And add a 20-year fighting career on top of that, for me to be raving about something like that is remarkable, because I get stuff thrown at me all day, every day. Half of it I won't take. The other half I try and I'm like, not so much. You know, this has made a really big difference in performance recovery, and I highly recommend it to anyone for better health.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely give it a try with that Patriot pack. So as we're getting started, Tom, tomorrow, and they're going to do a reenactment of the shot heard around the world at the North Bridge. So they're going to reenact that, and that's going to kind of be the moment that you're going to start this journey. How can we support you, Tom? How can anyone listening to this podcast support you?
That's a great question. Well, one, you can pray for me. That would be a great support. Two is what you said, go experience this balance of nature product, get yourself a Patriot pack, and they're going to donate, I think, $5 per pack to this village that is being erected in Hurricane Utah, and they'll match dollar for dollar, I think, up to several million dollars. So the way you can get involved is like, do what the founding fathers did, like roll up your sleeves and get involved, do what you can. You know, but basically help us put this place on the map, because I saw with my own two eyes today, kids engaged at a level that I've done a lot of things with and for kids, but I've never seen kids engaged like I saw today, especially in learning. That was like unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's all because of the American Village. So yeah, you can, like you said, you can buy the Patriot pack. You can also donate at unitedwepledge.com. Go to the V2V tab. And Balance of Nature has committed to matching up to $5 million on this project. So please donate, even if it's a dollar or $10, or if it's $10,000, anything helps on this. And that just can also help propel Tom as he goes through and sees that people are engaged and people are wanting this to happen, that we want an American Village in the West. We want to support that so that we can get that message of the reason why that shot was heard around the world, the reason why that Revolutionary War took place and all that came from it.
You know, Colleen, I think this is very much worth mentioning. As people, I'm just going to make a real generalization and I'll speak for myself. You know, when we get things for free, we tend to devalue them. And those are the things that are priceless that can't be replaced. You can't replace your family. There's many things that, you know, that we take for granted. So we devalue things that we get for free. We tend to, as Americans, we're born into this thing called freedom. We're born into this thing called free speech. We're born into all of these things that people tend to take for granted. And I can tell you from personal experience and being deployed around the world, this is the only place on the planet that's like this. And in the history of human beings that has been like this, this is a one-off. This isn't a me too. And for us to be able to preserve it, like I'm going to go run 76 consecutive marathons, a marathon 26.2 miles a day every day for 76 consecutive days. I'm straight up asking your listener base, straight up asking, like, what are you willing to do? Throw down some money, get involved, be in, you know, join this village, this American village. So there you go.
Yeah, Tom, beautifully said, beautifully said. And I love that challenge. What are you going to do? And with United We Pledge, we always invite you. What are you going to pledge to this cause, to freedom, to family, to faith? Because like you said, Tom, I mean, I grew up with, you could say, quote unquote, the silver spoon in my mouth. I haven't had to live without that freedom. I haven't had to live without having a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution. There were people who fought, and my dad is a Vietnam veteran, but still, I don't think that I appropriately understand the sacrifice that went through to get me where I am.
And you know something, and I think this is well worth saying too, this is like a straight up a nonpartisan statement. People are not flocking across the border of the United States because it sucks here. Okay, they can spin it however they want, and I'm doing this in a very nonpartisan way, just in very middle of the road. But people are coming here because of the opportunities that we have and they don't have. You know, here you can go as far as you want to go, and again, I think a lot of people take it for granted. You know, until the things jerked away from you and you don't realize what you had. You know, this freedom thing is very, very, very special. Founding fathers knew that. You know, they were getting taxation and they didn't have any representation. And they were like, this isn't fair. And they stood up and they did something about it. And all said and done, the American spirit is the thing that is the flame that can't be extinguished. And I think that at the end of the day, that's the thing that's going to stand tall. So join us, like seriously, get involved. UnitedWePledge.org. Be part of our tribe, be part of our village, be part of our team.
Yes, please be part of that village that we are creating, you know, and it's not just a village that's going to be in Alabama and here in Hurricane, Utah. It is a village within our hearts. It's a village within our communities. It's a village to stand with our freedom, our family, and our faith, and be willing to sacrifice and to work for those things in our lives and to teach our children the value of those things. Tom, so beautifully said, and I am so excited to watch you. I want to commit right now, Tom, that I'm going to run that final marathon with you. I live here in Washington County, and I'm like, I'm going out there July 3rd. I want to run that final marathon with you, all 26.2 miles.
Because I'll be looking forward to it, Colleen. Just, can you run slow?
Absolutely. We can run as slow as you want. It's going to be hot. Yeah. It's going to be hot.
So that's all right. You can run with me.
we can always slow it down and follow Tom, follow him on Instagram. You're going to see it on the United We Pledge Instagram every single day. You see where he's going, how the team is working out. And if he's coming through your way, go and see the Village to Village run, you know, go out and see, maybe spend a few minutes with Tom, run a few miles with him slowly, Tom, just slowly. We're going to run slowly.
Yeah, and if you have questions or comment, I answer all of the direct messages that come in over social media. I answer them personally. So if you have a question, you have a comment, whatever, just send it on and I'll make sure and answer it. You know, again, just get involved. That's why we have the country that we have, is because some people got involved and actually did something. So, yeah.
They got involved and they didn't back down. And that's what we're going to do. Well, Tom, we are behind you and we cannot wait to see all your updates. Best of luck. You know, best of luck to you. Lots of prayers, lots of thoughts coming your way as you start tomorrow on the day where we commemorate the shot heard around the world. And we start this journey village to village from Alabama to Washington County, Utah. Tom Jones, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. And I cannot wait to meet you when you get close here and we will come out and see you. A big thanks for Tom Jones joining us today on the United We Pledge podcast. We are excited to watch these 76 marathons and 76 days begin, commence tomorrow. And you can help. Tom threw out the challenge to you, to your family, to your community, to help and to support this effort to bring the American Village West to life. You can do that in a couple of different ways. Number one, you can follow Tom's journey on Instagram. Just follow along. If he's coming through your town, please go out and support Tom. Give him a high five. Show his team some love while he's out there. Another way you can support is financially. Go to unitedwepledge.org, click on the V2V tab at the top of the page, and you can make a donation. Balance of Nature has committed to match up to $5 million as it is donated to the Village to Village run. So please go and make your donations at unitedwepledge.org. You can also experience a little bit of the nutrition that Tom is using on his Village to Village run by buying the Patriot Pack from Balance of Nature. This is fruits and veggies in a capsule. You'll get a whole health system and you are gonna get a great discount on that. Plus you're gonna make a donation to the Village to Village run. Go to buypatriotpack.com and you'll be able to pick that up and, yeah, have some great nutrition, some fruits and veggies in a capsule, and support this amazing cause. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of the United We Pledge podcast. This show would not be possible without support from Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature provides its customers with access to a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in easy-to-take capsules. They take produce picked at peak ripeness and put it through this advanced vacuum cold process that locks in nutrition and removes water using pressure. The produce is ground up and put into capsules, making it easy for you to get the nutrition you need from fruits and vegetables. For more info or to place an order, go to balanceofnature.com. You're going to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. Just use our discount code UWP.